Random House Audio presents Fable, Edge of the World, by Christy Golden. Read for you by John Smith. Prologue. The sun was setting, and Gabriel was comfortably tired. He made sure that his horse and friend Saren, who had pulled his caravan for many a year, was well tended before heading off to share supper with his fellow dwellers. It was, as most such gatherings were, lively and full of laughter and conversation. Yet, Gabriel, a youth in his late teens whose arms and legs seemed a bit long for his body, did not join in. His thoughts were full of things other than weather, horses, customers, and the practicalities that occupied the minds of most other dwellers. Gabriel's thoughts, as they often did, concerned heroes. A tiny hand squeezed his knee as he sat a little ways away from the firelight and music. He looked down into the small faces of Peter and Anna, twins who were about 6 years old. They gave him conspiratorial grins.
"Gabriel," Peter said, "can you tell us more about heroes?"
"Oh, please, please,"
begged Anna, jumping up and down a little bit.
"I want to hear about the old king and his beautiful queen."
"Well," Gabriel said, "if you're very quiet, then yes."
"Hooray,"
said Peter, who then covered his mouth at Gabriel's glare.
"That wasn't quiet."
"I know,"
whispered Peter. Gabriel looked over to see if his friend and mentor Catlin had noticed. The outgoing youth was talking and laughing with some of the other tribe members.
"Well," said Gabriel, "do you remember what I told you about heroes last time?"
"I do."